Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 5th of December of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. It is a great thing to be here with you, wherever you may be tuning from, and however you may be tuning in. I'm just so glad that you're with us, wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in, you know, whatever device you may be using, and it's just a great thing that you would make that determination to tune in. And so it's a good thing. And if you were wondering why I wasn't on the air Wednesday night, we had a conference at my church, which was a good conference. Leadership, called a leadership conference. And so maybe some of you have heard of this notion that certain people are just born leaders, whereas other people aren't born leaders. Not everyone's born a leader. No one's necessarily just born a leader. Another thing, everyone has the same chance to be a coward as they do to be brave. It was just something that came to my mind, and it's just true. And so it was a good conference, and one night at the end of the night, actually at the very end of the conference, literally, because it was the last thing they did for the conference. So Friday night, Dr. Buckley says, you know, I want this certain pastor to come up and sing this song. Christmas song. And he goes up there to sing a song. But instead of turning on his recording, because he had done the same song a couple nights prior, they played a different recording. And he was like, and this other guy was like, well, I don't know where this one's going to go. Guess whose recording it was that was played? Mine! And honestly, I thought that was funny. And she ended up doing it a cappella. But it's just something I thought that happened that was funny. It was just something that I had seen that to me was just maybe there was a computer glitch. I don't know. Or, Victoria, do you think maybe it's possible that they had deleted the file? That maybe they thought it would not be used again? Do you feel like, Victoria, that could have been what happened? You think that's what it was? You're thinking they deleted the file and that's why they couldn't find it for 5 minutes? Yeah. I sing the same song Sunday, believe it or not, listeners, and I pray they didn't delete it. Honestly, I trust they didn't delete it. because he didn't even know it was going to go because he didn't rehearse that particular key and stuff. The key and the arrangement that's mine. I don't mean it's mine, like I didn't invent it, but the arrangement that I am using for it. But that is a great aspect of Christmas that I like is the music. And so this weekend also we celebrated my mom and dad's 17th wedding anniversary. They had been together for 17 years and they've been, it's been a good marriage for them. I've seen them both grow. And mom and dad, if you're listening, I love you both and I thank God for you. I thank God, mom, for the fact that you found such a great man. And I know it was thought it was planned by God. That's why you, mom, if you're listening, that's why you have the right man. God put him there in your life, just like he put him in my life. It's my dad. It was planned by God. So, listeners, if you live in, for those of you who live in Georgia, we need to talk. What it is about this. There is a huge senator runoff tomorrow. For those of you who live in Georgia, hopefully you understand this. Maybe you don't, but the way it works in your state is different than in so many others. Because in the Senate election a month ago, because neither candidate got over 50% of the vote, there's a runoff. The score, the Senate is currently 50 to 49. I mean, 50 to 50. If we can get the right guy in there, good conservative guy in there, it can stay 50 to 50. If the Georgians elect, if people from Georgia elect the guy who's in there right this minute, Raphael Warnock, and let me tell you, just because the guy you're following, who might be a senator, just because he's a pastor doesn't mean, oh, he's so great. He's such a great senator. If you want to keep the man who's currently our president in America in check, then I would suggest you vote for Virgil Walker. Yeah, vote for Walker. There were people, over 100,000 people maybe even 150,000, who voted for the Republican governor in Georgia in November, but voted for, if you're a Christian listening from Georgia and you did that, I hope you're, you know, because you vote a certain way for a certain person, you're voting for abortion, you're voting for this and that, you're voting for more, you could be voting to pack the court for more inflation, for more, you know, things that are not good for our country. I didn't mean to bring up inflation, but I mean, like, you know, abortion and, for, you know, and for critical race theory and all this other very ungodly stuff. So I pray, listeners, if any of you are listening from Georgia, pray that if you haven't voted yet and are going to vote tomorrow, and you made the other choice, even though you might have voted for, you know, the Brian Kemp as your governor, but then you made, voted for Warnock instead of the other guy, take a look at it, you know. Ask God to forgive you. The nice thing about this is you have a chance to make it right. And I'm hoping that the true Georgians will come out to help keep our current president in check by voting, you know, for morals and for freedom, for liberty. This vote is about more than just one person. It's not just about the name of a person and whether you know a person or not. What do they stand for? And so I'm going to pray that any fraud that might be planned, you guys should also pray, and this is for all of us Americans anyway, pray that any fraud that's planned for tomorrow would be stopped right there, right now. Because obviously frauds, not a good thing. And that's all I'm going to say about that. And Merry Christmas. All right. So, some people might wonder, you know, how are you doing on your Christmas shopping? All I've done is get a few cards. Like to send out. I'm still going to get the rest of the gifts that I'm going to get, give for. And I'm one of those people that likes to buy the gifts in this month, the month of December. And I'm not usually a go-online person to do it either, because I prefer the in-person. And what I've been seeing graphic-wise is that it has totally depended on the day. Me and Cassandra were noticing that just today around town in general, like in the afternoon, traffic was a bit less than what it was supposed to be. You saw that too, Victoria, didn't you? I'm guessing you even tried going to Meijer to try to pick up that one thing, didn't you? Did you go up to that area of town at all or no? What time was this at? Still, not a whole lot going on. Like a bit less than it's supposed to be. You would say a little less, right? Not more, but less. So at this point, you tell me if you think it's true, Victoria. It's really depending on the day. It's almost like every day is different. Like today was a slow one. Yesterday was busy. I remember you had said that surprisingly to you, Saturday was actually average. And then Friday wasn't like packed busy, packed, but like a little busy. That's how you would put it, a little busy. But it's basically depending. And even where my parents live in Detroit, I want to see the Chosen movie, the Chosen number 3, and a good movie, by the way. Thought it was a pretty good movie. But one hour, it's that. Well, I saw it at a big mall where my parents live. And so this is interesting. Like, I got to the mall, got to the mall parking lot at like 2:30, going to Steak and Shake. That's there. Outside of the building, actually, but, you know, it's there. You can get, you know, some... One of my, you know, my favorite thing there, the garlic burger. And I come out of there to go to the mall, And it's busy, but maybe just a tad bit more than a regular Saturday. Just a tad bit more. So we go watch that movie. It's a 4 o'clock movie. Come out of there at 6, and would you believe me if I told you it was even more busy? Well, it was busier, and the parking lot was busier. Now busier at 6:30 compared to 3, you don't see how that adds up, Victoria, do you? And even at Midland back when you were real little in like 08 or 09 or 10 or whatever, like it would maybe have a little bit of a slowdown at like 4:30 or 5, and then maybe go up a little close to 6, but it wouldn't go up very much at all. But you didn't feel like it was ever more at 6:30 than what it was at 3 ever, right? Pretty much never. I guess in bigger markets it can be different, though. But that thing that we had seen before, as far as in the building of the mall, of the 2:30 crash or the 3:30 crash, after it being rather busy between noon and 2 or whatever, that does not happen in the bigger markets that you have ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, you feel that Opry, if it's packed by noon or 1, you feel like it's staying there at least to 6. Well, I mean, it's something I've noticed over the years, like at my local here. But so I've noticed it depending on the day. But you feel like today was the slowest you saw it all season to this point, including what you would, by all season, I mean starting with Black Friday. Today was the slowest you ever saw it, wasn't it? December 5th, that's kind of a shocker. You would have thought it would have been maybe sometime last week. But who knows, every day is different. You never know, and it's just, you know, an interesting thing. You never know until the season goes by, and then you make, you know, these different seasons. Like, even with football, I can notice things like, does it tend to happen that the home team is winning a lot more than what they normally would be? In the case of Michigan High School football, at least at Midland, it seemed like that was what was happening. At Midland and Dow both. Both of the games that Midland lost this year, including that playoff game that they lost, were on the road. Dow only lost one home game. But it was a shutout by Mount Pleasant. But anyhow, as they say, you never know. All right. And so, I want to remind you of a couple quick things before we get into some Christmas music and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. The first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And what the book is it's the story of my life and how great God has been and what God's brought me through. And I didn't say he caused those things. I said he brought me through those things. He brought me through them. And God's been there for me, and he's helped me so much. It's called Rivers of Miracles. And I pray that as you read the book, it'll build up, it'll stir up your faith, it'll increase your faith. And the website to find out information about the book is riversofmiracles.com. That is rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book and how it can be a blessing unto your life. Because I want you to get blessed by the book. And by reading it. And with it being Christmas time, it would not be a bad idea for you to buy one for someone else. And give it to them as a Christmas gift. And so the other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal and selling your seed into this radio program, Blog Talk Radio. When you sow your seeds into the Miracle Man program, what you do is you help us to reach more people, more countries to find us, for more countries to hear about us. And that's what I want to happen. And I'm believing God for more and more listeners to keep tuning in to the program. To sow your seed, you can go online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. Last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. And I don't tell you what to give. It's me between you and God. Now, want to sing a couple Christmas songs, and then we'll pray and get into the word of the Lord, and then a sports update for you guys. Screens of street lights, even stoplights, blinking red, by red and green. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Busy sidewalks, busy sidewalks, present holiday style. And on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day. Trees of street lights, even stoplights, blinking red, by red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids munch, this is Santa's big scene, and on every street corner you'll hear silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird, who sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. We'll say, are you married? He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face, I'm afraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, it's a chillin', it's a thrillin', though you know it's a chillin'. We frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. For the southerners, in the meadow we at the beach we can build a sandbox and pretend that he's Bozo the Clown from the Midway. We'll have lots of fun at the sandbox until the other kids knock it down. When the sun's out, it's a thrilling, and you know it's probably not chilling. We play at the beach, we play at the beach, walking in a Florida wonderland. And of course, Winter Wonderland, because you say, why'd you do that? Because those people who listen in Australia or another on Southern Africa or in much of South America, where it's summer during Christmas time, it's a bit different from the northern U.S., Europe, northern Asia, where snow can be a way of life around the holidays. And if you're going to build something in a warmer climate, I think it would be in a sand guy rather than a snowman. Does that make sense? So that's why I change it up for something a little bit different. But anyhow, the first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. In fields where they lay, keeping their sheep, On a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, beyond them far, and to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued both day and night. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 Noel. Born is the King of Israel. And by the light of that same star, three wise men came with to see for King. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? In your peace, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace mourn, mighty king. Do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. He will bring a goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. No, let us. This child, a child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Now, this one's the important one. Mm-hmm. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night, he will give, bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you do bring us goodness and life. Thank you, Jesus, for every one of these people who have tuned into the broadcast today, wherever they may be tuning in from, however they might have found us. And Lord, I know that it's not by accident that they tune into this broadcast. You lead them there, here to it. And I thank you, Master, that they will receive everything that you have for them to receive tonight, and that you anoint my lips to bring this word, and that you anoint their ears to hear it tonight. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you, Master, that every need represented on this program would be met. You know what these people have need of, whether it's financial, whether it's something mentally, whether it's something physical. And Lord, I claim that you would heal our bodies right now. Strengthen our bodies, to every part of our bodies. And I thank you, Lord God, that we're going to be healthy and happy as we go through this Christmas season. And I thank you, Master, for that. Now I'll make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Go with me, if you would please, to the book of Joel, chapter 1. And I want to start with verse 13 of Joel 1, and then we'll also go into Joel 2. Hallelujah. And if you're wondering where that is, it's in the Old Testament in the minor prophets. Not the major ones like Isaiah or Jeremiah, but the minor prophets. I'm going to begin reading from verse 13. Joel 1:13. I'm in the NIV. You follow along in your version. And whatever I do the next little bit, you follow along. Don't just be a watcher. Be a participator. Amen. It says, put on sackcloth, O priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God, with the grain offerings, drink offerings, I withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast, we could say, or as we call it, a solemn assembly. And call a fast, call a solemn assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas, for that day, for the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? Drawing gladness from the house of our God, the seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. The grannies have been broken down, and the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan. The herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, O Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the open pastures, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the open pastures. Verse 1 of chapter 2. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all who live in the land tremble. For the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, with darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness, like dawn spreading across the mountains. A large and mighty army comes, such as never was of old, nor ever will be in ages to come. Before them, fire devours. Behind them, a flame blazes. Before them, the land is like the Garden of Eden. Before them, a desert. Nothing escapes them. They have the appearance of horses. They gallop along like cavalry, with a noise like that of chariots. They leap over the mountaintops like a crackling fire consuming, like a mighty army drawn up for battle. At the sight of them, nations are in anguish. Every face turns pale. They charge like warriors. They scale walls like soldiers. They all march in line, not swerving from their course. They do not jostle each other. Each marches straight ahead. They plunge through defenses without breaking ranks. They rush upon the city. They run along the walls. They climb into the houses like thieves. They enter through the windows. Before them, the earth shakes. The sun trembles. I mean, the sky trembles. The sun and moon are darkened, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord thunders at the head of his army. His forces are beyond number, and mighty are those who obey his command. The day of the Lord is great. It is dreadful. Who can endure it? Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Mind your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord, your God. For he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. And he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and have pity and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, declare a holy fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride, her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the temple porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord will be jealous for his land and will take pity on his people. The Lord will reply to them, I am sending you grain, new wine and oil, which to satisfy you fully. Never again will I make you an object of scorn to the nations. I will drive the northern army far from you, pushing it into a parched and barren land with its front columns going in to the eastern sea, and those in the rear into the western sea. And its chest will go up, its smell will rise, its stench will go up, its smell will rise. Surely he has done great things. Do not be afraid, O land. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Be not afraid, O wild animals. for the open pastures are becoming green. The trees are bearing their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, O people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the autumn rains and righteousness. He sends you abundant showers, both autumn and spring rains, as before. The threshing floors will be filled with grain. The vats will overflow with new wine and oil. I will repay you for the years that the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts, the other locusts and the locust swarm. My great army that I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat until you are full. And you praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. Verse 28. And afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in the last days. I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, the moon to blood before the coming, the great and dreadful day of the Lord. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be deliverance, as the Lord has said, among the survivors whom the Lord calls. So, what you see here, folks, is this is basically God saying, first he's calling the people to a solemn assembly. What that means is a time of prayer, in other words. Now, that can mean, you know, you pray for certain people. Might be going through stuff. It might be, you know, just a time of prayer. Time to really, like, just really focus on God. And these days, we don't necessarily all put on sackcloth and masks and things like that. Say, Miracle Man, did you really call it a mosque? Yes. I'd rather call it a mosque than a mask. Nonetheless, so you're saying, you know, and he's like, and as you pray, I'll forgive you. Because those people who he was talking to had been very much sinning. They had turned away from the Lord. That's why it was saying, you know, if you return to me, I'll help you. I'll bless you. That's what he was saying to Joel, to the book of Joel. And that explains certain things, you know, and then it says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm on my holy mountain. And I think about that, and I go, oh, first, let me tell you a quick story. So in my town, if you live in Chemical City here, Midland, Michigan, some people call it the Chemical City. Really, it's the City of Modern Explorers, but you've heard before that it's been given the moniker name Chemical City. You've heard that, right, Victoria? You did not know that this town has been nicknamed Chemical City before? I don't know how official it is, but people say that probably because of Dow. But, so if you live here in the city where I live, they have sirens on poles, and every so often they'll sound them. And when they sound, folks, isn't that for Christmas? Victoria, isn't that a sign that Christmas is near when the alarm goes off? Oh, wait, it's not. They test them the first Saturday of every month at a certain time. But when it goes off, it means one of two things. Maybe three things. Can mean that there's, you know, bad weather, like maybe a tornado or something nearby. It can mean that there's been some other kind of emergency, or it could mean that there's been a chemical spill at Dow. And that siren is to alert you. And I think of right now, the alarm is going off on Mount Zion right now. And it's loud. It's not some little trumpet. Or some little flute or other instrument that you might blow on your mouth. Like in band. Oh no. This trumpet that guy's referring to is a whole lot louder. That means that Jesus is coming, folks. When you hear it. Folks, we're in the last of the last days. All the nations are gathered together. And the certain events that are to happen, they've happened. I mean, all the countries that are supposed to be lined up, they are. Now, the sun hasn't turned totally to darkness yet. He also says, in the last days, I'll pour out my spirit on all people. And he talks about how older people will dream dreams. Younger people will see visions. That doesn't mean that only the young can see visions, and it doesn't mean that only the old can dream. Because it can go both ways. And yes, I truly believe that. I truly believe that. And why else would I say that if I didn't believe it? And why else would I say that if I didn't believe it? Because I honestly believe it. That they will see visions, dream dreams. And the revival of the last days will be greater than anything we've seen before. I'm excited to see what God's done, what God does for people. And I know Jesus talks about the falling away, and we've had people fall away, but I'm not falling away. I don't plan to fall away. I'm not giving in to silly doctrine stuff. Nope, I'm staying the course. I continue to believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. I fully believe that. Continue to trust in his word. I continue to live in the word of God. And not watering it down. When you hear me, listeners, I bring you the real word of God. I don't water it down and try to maybe tell someone what they might want to hear. No. I bring the real word of God. I bring you the real word of God, not some wannabe stuff. Because the wannabe stuff is wannabe stuff. It doesn't work. But the word of God, it works. And not just maybe. It works. But except in the last days, folks, it's not the time to be doing this thing of one foot in the world, one foot in the church, you know, one day in the church, next day out carousing and getting all this other stuff. And I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just bringing the word of God to you. It's time to get serious about God. Time to get in the word. Stop playing games. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word right now. Pray that we would get it in our hearts. The alarm is going off in Mount Zion. The alarm is going off on your holy mountain. The day of the coming of the Lord is near. And I thank you that when we hear the trumpet blow, we'll be ready to go to heaven with you. I pray that we'll be ready and we won't be distracted. And I thank you, Master, for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I pray I helped you. I really pray I helped you tonight. All right, now for sports real quick. Michigan, big win over Purdue in the Big Ten Championship, 43-22. They've proven that they are, in fact, a second-half team. It's been a pattern this year of being a second-half team. it was interesting. Two of the teams this year that were projected to win their national championships, two of those teams won. The other two teams that were projected to win lost. So number one, Georgia, beat up on LSU 50-20, which would have been real close to what I would have expected to happen. And sure enough, it's what happened, 50-20. Georgia defeating LSU. I mean, I would have just figured that's probably pretty close to what would have happened. And, of course, Georgia being in near home field advantages, they were playing in Atlanta, and the team, the University of Georgia, is in Athens. So, like an hour or something away. And then, of course, Michigan beat Purdue, like I said, in Indianapolis. TCU at the Big 12 Championship in Dallas lost to Kansas State 27-24. USC lost to Utah 37-14. So, what does this mean for the college football playoff? Number one is Georgia. Number two is Michigan. Number three is TCU. TCU had been number three before. And then number four, that team to the south. Yep, that team to the south is back in. And something tells me that they want a rematch with Michigan. Or Zichigan, as they often call it. Or Michigan. I was kind of hoping, honestly, I was hoping that it could have been Georgia 1, Michigan 2, that team to the south 3, TCU 4. But it's not. So, Michigan will play TCU in Arizona. Georgia will have near home field advantage again. And we'll play that team to the south in Atlanta on New Year's Eve, both of these. And so that is for college football. NFL, couple scores of note. Lions, 38-13, winners over Jacksonville. Most dominant win of the season. And with that win, they keep their wild card hopes alive, as they have now won 5 of the last 6. So they're now 6-7. And with the win next week, they can be 500, which wouldn't be a bad place for them to be. But, and then the Bengals beat the Chiefs 27-24. The Bengals continue to keep winning. Do I think the Bengals could make the Super Bowl? It's possible. We'll have to wait and see. As they say, who they think going to beat them Bengals? All right, folks. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.